pensioner Jack Moon is 72 and says he can't afford to retire. So he gets up early most days to paint houses and earn extra income. And this is why.
I have 9 children and 5 of them until recently were staying at home. My electricity bills were about $500, which was over and above.
Like many older Australians on a fixed income, Mr. Moon is struggling to pay the bills as prices rise.
Well, fuel and maintenance, one thing, and the tolls. We have massive bills with the tolls. We used to eat out a bit, you know, and now we can't. Like, be lucky to once a fortnight go out for dinner, get a coffee in the morning, but now the coffee's like gone to $5 for half the size, and it's pathetic the way the situation is, you know.
Mr. Moon has other worries too. He was diagnosed with anxiety and arthritis, conditions that require ongoing health care.
I need money for my doctors, my psychiatrist, costs $400 for a session, which I can't afford.
While Mr. Moon says times are tough, he reckons he's still better off than some.
I saw one person competing with us for a quote, and he'd written up, "I'll do it for nothing, just food only." And we were shocked.
Mr. Moon is among 30,000 Australians, including a growing number of retirees, working through Airtasker. The online marketplace reports a surge in bookings this year, as CEO and founder Tim Fung explains.
In the last financial year, we had over $189.6 million worth of jobs going through the Airtasker platform, and that was up around 38% in the fourth quarter of the year.
The federal government intends to lift pensioner income restrictions by $4,000 this financial year. Advocates welcome the move, but say more can be done, as Ian Henschke from National Seniors Australia explains.
Well, what we'd like to see is the income test removed so that people can work and simply pay income tax. The system we're proposing is the New Zealand system, where you actually go and do as much work as you want, and you get taxed through the taxation system. That's a much freer system that will create more workers. In New Zealand, 25% of over 65s work. In Australia, it's only 14%. And of that 14%, 3% are pensioners. So you can see very different workforce participation.
And it's not just older Australians who are turning to side hustles either. The Bureau of Statistics reports that almost 900,000 Australians are working 2 or more jobs this year. Airtasker's Tim Fung says demand is rising for outsourced furniture removal, cleaning and home repairs, and the rising cost of living can bring unexpected benefits.
During our periods of high inflation, the Airtasker marketplace and the taskers in our marketplace really benefit, because as the price of services goes up, that translates into higher wages for our workers.
Many specialised platforms are also expanding to market online services. Mother of 4, Lilita Rafidi, hires out clothing online through The Vault. She says she can earn $5,000 on a good week.
So I've got about 300 dresses that I hire out to people. No one really wants to wear the same outfit anymore, which is why clothing hires really boomed. People hire an outfit, they wear it once, they send it back, they don't even have to wash it.
Miss Rafidi has opened her own brow bar with the earnings from clothing hire, and says bookings are picking up again as the weather warms up in spring. She has one designer dress that has brought in almost $15,000 so far.
It's hired probably 120 times. I've got 2 of them, and it just worked out really well for me. Not only was I able to wear the dresses that I wanted to wear, but I was able to make some money on them as well.
So this is Lemon Myrtle here.
Andy Leonard is a Sydney-based actor whose earnings were impacted during COVID. During the downtime, he poured his creative energy into a new venture, making gin with native botanicals.
So this year we've been growing the business. So we've been going out to more markets. We're in some local pubs. There are 5 of us. We've all got other jobs and we're all continuing our other careers, but we're going to keep this one on the side because it's fun.
Earning income by renting car parking or storage space is another growing trend, according to Spacer and Parkhound CEO Mike Rosenbaum.
We now have over 250,000 members right across Australia. We have over 50,000 spots available to be leased. And what we're seeing right now is that demand is outstripping supply. In fact, we have twice as much demand as supply. So if you have a spare spot right now, you can earn up to $450 a month. And what our hosts are telling us is that it's the easiest side hustle they've ever done.
38-year-old Sophie Lewis, who works in home care, is grateful to earn a bit of extra on underused storage space.
We get $100 a month for renting out part of our garage space. So it's really good with all the cost of living going up, and we're able to get a little bit of extra income with the space that we're not using.
However, pensioner Jack Moon doubts he will ever be able to hang up his paintbrush with no relief in sight from rising prices.
I think I'll work till I drop or knees give out. I'd rather work full time, honestly. 5-6 days a week I do, you know, when I can, and trying to save is very difficult.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.